We hear a lot of people talk about how this was an unexpected win for Lydia. Just how unexpected was it for you and Leslie watching it happen?
With the time she's been putting down, both in competition and training, she's definitely worked herself into a spot where we knew she was capable of doing it. Yeah, the fact that she could do it wasn't entirely a surprise, but the ability to put it all together at the right moment and pull it off was definitely a big excitement for everyone. So, yeah, we knew it was something she had in her, and we spoke to her shortly before the race, and you could tell by the way she was talking that she was feeling really good and energized, and we knew she was likely to do something impressive and surprising. So, but it's never a given going into something like that, right?
Sure. And I imagine kind of that pre-race mentality is so important for a swimmer.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the other telltale was seeing the video of her in the ready room and just her body language and the way she was carrying herself. You knew she was feeling good going into it.
I read that you as a family had actually booked tickets to go watch the Olympics when they were supposed to happen back in 2020.
Yeah, at that point it was she was sort of a long shot candidate to make the team, and we were trying to figure out how that would work, and just sort of made a decision that we'll just plan on going to Tokyo regardless, and if she makes the team on that outside chance, then we're all ready to go and we don't have to change our plans. And if she doesn't, we'll make a family trip out of it and go see the Olympics and found it like sort of a fun summer activity. And obviously that all got turned around just like everything else.
You and Leslie were watching the race not from Tokyo, you were watching from Florida. And I know that you guys go to a lot of Lydia's swim meets back home, back in Alaska. What was it like to watch that play out, you know, from a different location?
That's definitely a much different way to participate in an event than what we're used to. But again, we've just like everything else, over the last 18 months, we've had time to train and get used to doing things differently. A lot of the swim meets that she was involved in as things started to open up, one of the mitigation plans that they put in place for getting the swim meets going was to limit spectators or remove spectators entirely. So the tier pro meet in Mission Viejo was held with no spectators allowed, and we were literally sort of sitting outside the front gate watching her swim on the iPad while she was in there. The Orlando experience was fantastic because they brought together Olympic families from all over the country and all different disciplines. It wasn't just swimmers. So it was sort of a chance to chat with water polo parents and archery parents and fencing parents and learn a little bit about everyone else's journey to get there. How do you raise an Olympian in all sorts of different disciplines?
Have you heard at all from Lydia about what it's like to be in the Olympic Village in Tokyo?
It's she's been having a great time. The U.S. swim team has one floor in a high-rise apartment area in the Olympic Village there. So, yeah, she's sharing an apartment in the Olympic Village with a group of other female athletes that are all her age and similar to her age. So yeah, she's having a great time, and it's a chance to rub elbows with the best athletes in the world.
Sure. What have these last several days been like for you guys?
It's been really exciting. We moved into the realm of minor celebrities, so that's entertaining in its own strange way. Yeah, we're still sort of living on Tokyo time. The only time that really works out to talk to Lydia is in the middle of the night. So we end up in the middle of the night getting up and talking to her for a little bit. And she's done with her individual events, but is still a prospective swimmer for either the mixed medley relay or the women's medley relay. So there's two events that she may be swimming in yet. The coaches sort of keep their cards close to their vest leading into that.
When will you get to see Lydia again in person?
She is should be arriving back in Alaska sometime on the 2nd. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing her again. We're actually back in Maine right now. We're going to be flying in a day or so ahead of her, so we'll be there to meet her when she gets to the airport.
Do you guys have any plans for when she gets here? Of course, everyone here is just so excited to congratulate her in person and kind of celebrate her back here at home.
Well, she's told us she's ready for a good home cooked meal, and I'm sure she's ready to sleep in her own bed again. She's been having a great time, but it's they're well fed and well taken care of, but they're eating in a big cafeteria there and living in an apartment with a bunch of other people. So she's looking forward to getting home and getting to be an only child and see her dog and have a good home cooked meal. So that's probably our biggest plan right there.
That's a good place to start for sure.
Yep.